Greg it out loud. Greg it, have a good time. Greg it out loud. Come on and get it, Greg it now. Greg it out loud. No.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
It's a real good one.
I'm Kiss.
I'm Greg Jake. And welcome to the Greg and Greg Show, everybody.
First one in a while.
Yeah.
Somebody's been busy.
There's been a lot of busy stuff happening around here.
A bee that is busy.
It's all good, though.
Shut your face. Guess what?
What?
Surge is coming back.
What does that mean?
I forgot. You didn't grow up in the 90s.
I mean, I did.
Surge, the soda?
Oh. Why is that good news?
Because it's awesome.
What makes it awesome?
Like, you ever Surge?
Yeah, but, I mean, you have, like, Monster, and you've got Mountain Dew Extreme, and you've got...
Yeah, but Surge was never
Pepsi.
Surge was just, like, an awesomer Mountain Dew.
Can I butt heads with a billy goat?
Yeah. Surge! It's a kick in the can. It's kicking the can.
See, I'll be excited when Jolt Cola comes back.
No, Jolt can't come back because that'll give you a heart attack. Two times the sugar and twice the caffeine?
Man.
Or three times the... It's two times the sugar, three times the caffeine?
I think that's right. Jolt Cola. I drank six Jolt Colas before a baseball game
once.
Oh,
you idiot.
Oh, man. I was on fire. I went 2 for 3 with like a double and a... 3 RBI.
This is how performance-enhancing drugs start, everybody. You drink a couple Jolt Colas.
Let's see when it went away. It was created in 1985 by C.J. Rapp. That's the guy's name, C.J. Rapp.
Is that like Lorenzo
P's.
Music?
Yeah, it's with 2 P's.
It's just like Lorenzo Music.
On September 28th, this was written by a Brit. On 28 September 2009, Jolt Cola Inc. filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after failing to meet the demands from Wrexham to fulfill an agreement over buying reasonable cans. Oh, poor Jolt Cola. I didn't even realize that it made it to 2009. I thought it went away like in 1999.
Because 2000, party's almost out of time.
Jolt Cola, party over.
Like it's 1999.
Favorite story of the weekend. Ready for it? Here it goes. Kanye West doing a show in Australia.
Tells people to stand up.
He tells everybody stand up because I'm Kanye. And if you don't stand up, I'm not going to do this song. So he points some lady out. And what does she do? She takes her prosthetic leg off and holds it above her head. And he's like, you're fine. And then he starts back into the song. Everybody needs to stand up. Well, there's somebody that doesn't stand up. So what does he do? Send his bodyguards down there to find out why that person's not standing up.
Wheelchair.
Person's in a wheelchair. Kanye West, biggest idiot on the planet.
I love him. God love you, Kanye. You're the greatest human.
He had his big fat-ass wife toting around with him over there in Australia, and they went to the zoo, and she snapped a selfie of herself with a koala bear.
Mm-hmm. Are you just jealous? Is that why you'd call her fat-ass?
Her ass is fat.
It's a big old ass.
It is a big old ass. It's a big fat ass. That's what it is.
Okay.
You can't say that it's not.
Can't say it's not a fat ass.
I'm not saying she's a fat ass, but her ass is fat.
You did say fat ass wife, but you didn't say, like, typically when somebody refers to somebody as being fat ass, they're not saying that their ass is fat. They're calling them fat.
Right, but that's the wrong use of the term.
Her ass is actually, in fact,
yes,
fat.
Yeah. So if she were fat, I'd be like her Kanye and his big fatty wife. That would insinuate that her whole body is fatty.
Mm.
But instead, it's not her whole body. It's just her posterior.
Which is, in fact, large.
She definitely has dumps in the truck. Truck.
Thighs like what?
What?
What? Baby, move your...
Butt.
Butt.
Butt. Butt.
I think I'll sing it again.
My other favorite story of the weekend is the Django Unchained lady who was making out with her husband in the car, and somebody found it to be offensive, so they called the cops. The cops showed up.
They thought she was a prostitute.
They thought she was a prostitute because her husband's white.
You know what Slick Rick says?
That's terrible.
Treat him like a prostitute.
Yeah. He was great.
Slick Rick was pretty great.
I robbed another and a sister and a mother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover.
Hmm.
It was greatness.
That was great.
What do you got? What do you got going on? What's happening from the weekend, Holmes?
I've been tired.
Why?
Because I was looking for an apartment all last week on top of working here. So afterwards, I would then have to go with a realtor who never really found what I wanted until I met this lady named Melinda, who took me on a pretty long day.
Yeah.
I was beat up by the end of it. I then, on Friday...
Did you do it with her?
No, I didn't do it with her. Then on Friday, I went to look at an apartment, and I found it. And I just went, all right.
You got some new digs, huh?
Yep.
So when does that fun process start?
I will be moving in on October 25th.
Yeah?
I signed all the papers and whatnot. I'm just waiting for the approval. But it's a little smaller than the place I have now. But
I don't know how that's possible.
Because I had a 700-square-foot apartment. Now I'm going to have a 600-square-foot apartment.
So basically you're taking your kitchen away.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But it still came with a washer and dryer.
That's always thumbs up.
Yeah.
If you do laundry.
I do.
If you believe in that kind of stuff.
I do believe in laundering.
Okay.
And I hate taking my clothes to a laundromat more than anything.
But what if it's one of those cool, hip, swinging laundromats where they serve alcohol and they play,
I don't want to go
they
to
play
there.
The loud rap
I don't,
and techno.
I don't want to go to that place.
Where it's like, you go in, it's like...
That's not a real place.
Yeah, there's a place called
Bar
of Soap.
Does anybody have any quarters?
A place called Bar of Soap.
I don't want to go there.
So that's all they do. You go in, you wash your clothes, you get a drink, you hang out with other people washing their clothes.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, and then you drink a lot, and then you're like, oh, wait, that's not mine. And then you put panties on your head and you run around and you're like, look, I got panties on my head because I'm drunk from the bar of soap.
Are you on drugs today? And no, I don't want to go there. So I will be moving to the design district.
Okay.
Which is slightly closer to here.
Yeah.
Knocks like a good 5 minutes off my trip.
It's good. You don't have to go through the canyon up 35 anymore. You can just jump on 35.
Just jump right on there.
Boom.
And then on Thursday, my computer broke.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I thought my hard drive was fried. It might not be, because the guy who was checking it said all your stuff's intact and it seems to be working.
Sweet.
But he just can't get stuff to go back on the computer.
So what does that mean? What do you mean you can't get it to go back on the computer?
So what he did is he took everything off, he wiped it, and now he's re-uploading everything.
Like he took all your songs and photos and...
With a Mac, you can just pretty much mirror everything that's happened on it and then put it back.
Right.
Because it has the software that does that. I'm pretty sure you could do that with a PC too or Linux or whatever. But what he did, he took everything off, cleaned off the hard drive, checked to see if it was working. Everything tested positive.
Found a bunch of RedTube videos all over it.
All my porn. But he said it was A-okay, but he can't seem to get all my files back on it.
Can't he just put them up in the cloud?
The cloud doesn't work like that.
Mm.
So, I'm waiting for him to go, hey, computer's done. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it works for you.
Yeah.
Are you offended that the U2 album was just automatically put into your iTunes?
It's iCloud, and I didn't sign up for the iCloud.
I thought it went straight into your iTunes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Your iCloud. So
well, everybody's making a big stink about how the U2 album just showed up in their iTunes.
Mm.
And people that don't like U2, such as myself, are upset about it.
Apparently, of the billions of users that received the thing, you have to actually download it to get it. And of everybody that got it, only 4% actually downloaded it.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not that big, huge of a deal then, is what you're saying?
Nope. People are making a big stink out of it because they think it's funny now. It's funny at this point to make a big stink out of it.
I just think...
Now it's a bit.
I feel bad for the very few remaining record stores that are around there because that could have really interjected some life into the record stores. It's like, hey...
Explain your logic here.
U2 puts out an album, a hard-pressed album.
Yeah.
CD, vinyl, tape, whatever it is. They send it to the record stores and they say, look, it's free. You just go to the record stores. Just go to the music shops where it is, and you can get it for free. That's just going to drive traffic into their stores, might breathe a little bit of life back into those places. But no, They went the lazy route, and they said, oh, look, it's just floating around up there in the cloud, and all you got to do is just be lazy
because,
and just download it.
Because why would you go to a record store anymore?
Right. They could change the culture. Record stores are awesome. Don't you remember going to the record stores?
Yeah, I do.
They were great.
But it's over.
Does it have to be?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You have to drive to the record store to get to kind of stand there and listen to something, maybe, if they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could just sit at home and click it.
You're not, when you sit at home and you click it, you're not helping the record store.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're giving me an option of what I would rather do, and I just gave you a, I would have to go to the record store, or I could sit at home and just click it.
Why don't you want to help the record store? That's my question.
Because it's old. It's outdated. It's over. It's a failing business. Who's opening a new
Susie
one?
Susie from downtown. She says, why are they opening new ones?
New one opening in Deep Ellum?
There's a new one in Deep Ellum.
That's a vinyl store.
No, Oak Cliff, yeah.
It's vinyl.
So, you put the U2 album on vinyl.
It's niche right now. It's collectible. Nobody's going for CDs.
Well, no, but what if they are? How do you know they're not?
I guarantee you they're not. It's not, you don't go to a vintage CD store, you go to a record store.
You go pick up your thumb drive with the new U2 album on it.
Yeah. You walk in, you go, give me Boy on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, all right.
Yeah. But anyway, I think the record stores are pretty pissed about it. That's my point.
I'm just saying. It's over for Sam Goody's and FYE's and Blockbuster Music.
Virgin. Those places were great.
See, you could have places that are like collector's albums places, but you're not getting another CD place.
Yeah. The end of an era.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch some football yesterday?
I did.
What'd you watch?
I watched your Dallas Cowboys win a game.
Yeah.
I watched Tony Romo eat the ground for half the game. And then I watched the Bucks lose.
Boy, they're not off to a very good start.
No.
0-2, man.
They might go 0-16.
I had reserved that spot for the Cowboys, but they went and ruined it yesterday by winning and actually playing a good football game.
We're not going to win more than 4 games this year.
It's tough for you, man.
It's been a tough couple of years.
It's been a down Tampa sports season.
Yep.
The Rays aren't
doing
it. Rays
were a shining glimmer of hope. They're done.
Mm.
Half of the Buccaneers, like, Gerald McCoy's out.
There's already 4 of them that are injured, right?
The entire defensive line is out.
Jesus.
The front 4 is completely out.
Answer me this. How do you win a football game when your starting 4 defensive linemen are gone?
You don't.
Right.
You just don't.
Mm.
Anybody that we spent money in on the offseason is hurt, or they're Josh McCown, and he sucks.
It's because he has weird flailing arms when he throws the ball.
He sucks. Oh, I'm so hopeful that he could just be a competent quarterback, and he couldn't.
Who would you rather have, Romo or McCown?
I wouldn't want Romo because his back's going to break.
But he's at least proven himself to be somewhat worthy in the league.
At this point, I'd rather have Romo, but for only a 1-season contract.
There you go. I knew I could convince you one of these days.
God, it's terrible.
All right, little buddy. Well, I'm going
to... It's gone to the point where I'm allowing Tony Romo on a sports franchise I enjoy. Oh, this is the worst. Did you notice that on ESPN, they have a little graphic of different players in the background?
Mm-mm.
And it's like scrolling.
Mm-mm.
And the picture of Tony Romo is him sad with his face, or his hand on his face. Just hunched shoulders and looking sad, and it's the best thing ever.
Why did they have that going? What was that for? Was it just pictures from the day?
Just pictures of football.
Yeah.
So it's just like they'll have Adrian Peterson running or AJ Hawk jumping or whatever, and it's just pictures of different football people.
Peterson running from the law?
Somebody screaming. Yeah, Adrian Peterson running from the
stick in his hand?
Police, yes.
Okay.
It's hilarious. But then it's Tony Romo, and there he is just... Hand in helmet on face.
That's going to be the picture of his career.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, ugh, poor guy. He's such a nice, likable guy, too.
Mm-hmm. You'll have Tom Brady, who's got, like, a championship holding a Super Bowl trophy, or you have Aaron Rodgers.
His wife wrapped around his neck.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers holding a Super Bowl trophy, or Drew Brees holding a Super Bowl trophy, and then Tony Romo just...
Face palm,
Sadie McSatterson. Mm.
Well, I think after yesterday's win, they're winning the Super Bowl. They're going to win it all.
How about the Saints?
Ooh, the Aints are back.
The Aints are back.
Dang, how do you lose to Cleveland?
Cleveland looking legit. Not as legit as the Bills look.
Yeah, EJ Manuel out there throwing it all over the place, doing his thing.
Cleveland Browns and Buffalo.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk?
2-0, buddy. 2-0. Parity in the league, man. There's 20 teams already that are 1-1. It's the league of mediocrity.
Well, guess who's a team that's below mediocrity?
Booyah, buddy.
I'll give you a hint. It's the Suckaneers.
All right, go to our website and look at all of our stuff. Promise to post this one today. TheGregAndGregShow.com and boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.